NPR's David Shaper is in LaPorte, Indiana. That's the hometown of Jeffrey Ake, the man being held in Iraq. David, how's the town taken this news?
Well, Michelle, the local newspaper here sums it up pretty well with this afternoon's editions. Its headline, just two words, is shock and worry. Mayor Lee Morris told me that when he heard the news yesterday that Jeffrey Ake, someone he's known for at least 10 years, had been captured in Iraq, it was like getting kicked very hard right in the gut. And he says he still feels it in the pit of his stomach. And it may take some time for this town to really catch its breath over this incident. You know, to most everyone I've talked to here, the Iraq War, the insurgent attacks, the news is in the news. It's out there. They hear it. But there's not that sort of close connection. It's never really felt all that close to them. Well, now this news about hostage taking really doesn't seem so distant anymore. It's here, and it's hitting very, very close to home. The community is rallying. They're doing everything they can to show their support and compassion to Ake's family. People are tying red, white, and blue ribbons around the trees, light poles, signposts, just about everything they can. And businesses are putting up signs, Jeff, come home safe. A real strong outpouring from the community as it rallies around Ake's family.
What can you tell us about his family? Does he have deep roots in LaPorte?
Well, he's not originally from here. He grew up in the Chicago suburbs, western suburbs, and graduated from the University of Illinois, although he does have some roots in that his father ran a similar company to his here for some time, in which he moved back here to join his father with a good 10 or 15 years ago. His wife, Liliana, is Russian-born. They have four children, the youngest of which is three. The oldest is a freshman in high school. They're very well-known throughout the community, very active members of the YMCA, for example, and the kids have been in preschool activities there, very well-liked family, and the family is, at this point, not talking to the media on the advice of the federal government. Many close friends and relatives are also not talking, and many in the town are just trying to very hard to show heartfelt support, but also respect the family's privacy and give them some distance to deal with this you know, terrible crisis.
David, remind us, what was Ake doing in Iraq?
Well, Jeffrey Ake owns a bottling, essentially a company that makes it makes and installs automated liquid packaging machines. You know, they fill up, label, package liquid bottles, and it could be anything from cleaning supplies to barbecue sauce. In Iraq, the company has been putting in place a water treatment system that would filter and bottle drinking water. And it was there on Monday where he's at a water treatment plant just outside of Baghdad, according to the U.S. Embassy, where he was captured. This is something his company has been doing, and he has been doing as an entrepreneur all around the world, and something he's very familiar with and very happy to take part in.
We've heard so much about big businesses and contractors working in Iraq. This seems to be an example of how small businesses have gotten involved in redevelopment.
Yeah, you know, Jeffrey Ake's company right now employs about 30 people. It's got a plant here that makes these machines that can bottle and package water. And it really is an example of how opportunities are not just for these giant multinational do-everything types of companies, but highly specialized, much-needed products and services and skills like this. Providing a clean, efficient way to effectively bottle drinking water is very needed, and Ake is apparently somebody who understood this opportunity better than most and has always kind of seen this sort of opportunity. He's been an entrepreneur who's very successful, according to some folks involved with what is called the Northwest Indiana World Trade Council. They see him as a bit of a hero in his entrepreneurial spirit and his ability to seek foreign markets and sometimes just make cold sales calls in foreign countries and do so very effectively.
David, just quickly, you noted the town is really rallying together. What might be happening in the next day or so to support the family?
There's been prayer services at a couple of churches, including the family's own church, and tomorrow night there's going to be a enormous vigil at the biggest park in town, the biggest place they could figure to have it. At 7 o'clock tomorrow night, people are going to come out with candles and prayer and song and show their support for the family.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
NPR's David Shaper speaking to us from LaPorte, Indiana.